Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I have to say I'm not really surprised. I guess I'm just getting used to disappointment, but we were here for Bishop Malone to see us, and however he wrangled out of it, he wasn't here to see us, but we're grateful you are, because through you, he'll be able to know that we were here to greet him.
So what do you think about the idea that he... somehow got out of here with the airport's help? I mean,
it's just very pathetic. I mean, there's maybe 10 of us here, and we were planning to be entirely peaceful and respectful. And if he can't even stand to see us, that really says a lot about him, and that's really pathetic.
I mean, he's claimed that he's been transparent in this whole process, and dodging the media is kind of maybe not so transparent to talk about that.
Right, absolutely. I mean, we know that he certainly is afraid of Charlie, and he doesn't like to be around any of you if he can avoid it. And I'm sure that however he was tipped off, as soon as he heard that there were protesters plus the media, I'm sure that put them on a red level alert to get him out of there. And they always make it sound like he has to be protected from us somehow. And that's really the strange part, is that their narrative is always that somehow you, the media, will distort what he's going to say, or that we will somehow harass him, and that's really not the case. So they try to spin it so that it's always negative towards us and protective of him.
What kind of impression that leaves on people back
there? Yeah, well, honestly, it just felt like it's business as usual here in Buffalo, and then when they go to Rome, it's business as usual there. I mean, he was able to preach a homily, he was able to participate fully, and that was just really frustrating for people back here, because we felt like, you know, what's the point of the hierarchy if they're not going to do something and at least make some change so that it's not the same experience for him? I know it's supposed to be kind of a festive, fraternal experience in Rome, but it really should have been different, and the way that he was almost wanting to highlight the good parts of the trip made people really discouraged.
A lot of social media kind of pointed to the idea that this was like a tone-deaf kind of thing. Talk about that, and is that an accurate description of it?
I believe so, and that's what I've heard from a lot of people here, that seeing those photos of both bishops smiling and going around all the holy sites in Rome, it just kind of almost rubbed it in. Like, we're having this great time over here, and everybody here in the diocese paid for that trip, and we're not seeing any results of this. He's there with Pope Francis and Cardinal Dolan and Bishop DiMarzio, who did the investigation. They're all in that same room. And then Bishop Malone saying, no, I'm not resigning. And it feels like, well, then what does it take for them to actually do something? Because he was right there in the same room with them, and they didn't do anything as far as we know.
So what's next? I mean, the hopes were high this week because of the report out of the Vatican that his resignation was imminent. So what's next? What do you guys do?
Well, I mean, I hope we're not going to have to do a lot more protesting. I mean, we really don't want to. I know people seem to think that we really enjoy this, but we don't. And yet, as long as he stays in office, we will certainly protest. We're going to try to be as much of a vocal presence as well, and to just demand explanations. You know, if he's not going to resign voluntarily, which it certainly seems like, then I would just hope that eventually the clamor from the people of this diocese would become so loud that they'd have to do something, because otherwise they're going to have a diocesan mutiny at some point.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.